This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
It's not like Ron Logan was just some random dude that I'm saying this guy out of the country did it. Like, the FBI is already saying this is probably your guy. They're doing a very thorough investigation on him. And then you have somebody inside saying, look, he's saying this shit to me. Like, we should, I don't know what it is, but you should probably take a look at it. And then later in years, we get all the way up to more recent dates in terms of the Richard Allen trial. Keegan Klein, another person that we've been talking about for quite some a while, he's in prison on charges of, you know, child pornography. Nothing to do with this case, with Abby and Libby, but the government had already been tracking him, and they had seen that he was trying to communicate with one of the girls, and even had plans to meet up with them on the date of the murders. Child predator, communicating, tracked by the government. Look, this guy's trying to meet this girl. Just happens she dies that very same day. He's saying that Rishi is saying that Keegan Klein had something to do with this as well. It wasn't just Ron Logan who was out there. It was Keegan had some sort of something to do with it. This is his accusations against Keegan. Keegan's never been charged with anything in this. And again, it seems a little bizarre that they didn't even go after him. They never went after him on anything on this case. And everyone went after him for trying to lure a minor into some sort of situation, and they had the info, they had it right there, but they still said, let's let him be. It blows the mind, especially if you're just a responsible parent and you're going, holy shit, these are the people who are supposed to protect us, and they have the information on these predators, and they're just like, let's go after the CVS guy.
Here's the thing on that, Tony. Just the communications alone between Keegan and one of the minors trying to meet up, trying to lure this minor into some kind of scenario, that in and of itself is possibly criminal and could lead to charges against Keegan. A responsible investigator would look into that and say, hey, even if Keegan had nothing to do with the death, these communications were irresponsible and they might be unlawful. And we need to do a further investigation to that. As far as I can tell, based on the reports I've read, that was not looked into adequately, and Keegan was never charged with anything with respect to his contact with these minor girls, both of whom are one of them, and then both of them turn up dead.
Well, and we're also starting to see here, if these accusations are correct, of a bit of a ring forming. The allegation from Davis is that Ron Logan and Keegan Klein met up every once in a while, and Keegan had to help him with the cell phone because he didn't quite know how to download his kiddie porn correctly. So he had to basically help him with the technology of it all. Again, these are just the allegations that are coming out. Let's say these letters exist. Let's say that McClelland does have them. Is there any excuse that he can logically have other than I missed it?
There is no legal excuse that I can possibly think of. These would be textbook exculpatory materials in a case. Exculpatory meaning it tends to prove the innocence of a defendant. And that is a mandatory disclosure to defense. You cannot just keep these because, oh, they kind of hurt my case or really hurt my case. There is no justification I can think of for this prosecutor, if he did receive these letters, to not turn them over to defense. And I think his failure to do so, if that's what occurred, is a tremendous problem for the government in securing this conviction going forward.
I mean, what is going to happen here, in your opinion, if in fact these letters do exist? I mean, we are still kind of dealing with Gull over here. I mean, so that feels to me like anything could just be struck down no matter what they find. Where does this go if these letters exist?
You know, it's inches closer to something called structural error. So if this was just a failure to disclose exculpatory letters to defense, that would probably warrant a new trial and Richard Allen would have another bite at the apple there. But if it's so egregious, there's something called structural error, where if the actions of the government are so egregious, so violative of the Constitution, so nefarious that it just impugns the integrity of all of the proceedings, sometimes the courts have found that the case should be dismissed outright. That is at least on the table if these letters exist, if the prosecutor got them and did not turn them over.
Do you think we're going to see the letters? Do you think they're going to see the light of day if they exist? Or are these, again, kind of lost in the wind?
You know, it's been the better part of a decade since they were allegedly transmitted. And we've already seen other important case materials that have gone by the wayside or recorded over, what have you. I think there is a very low chance that these will ever be discovered if they exist.
Let me ask you this, because even if they are gone and lost to time, obviously Ron Logan is dead, and so nobody can go in and question him anymore. Keegan Klein is still very much alive. And you still very much have the same guy who wrote the letters very much alive, who could still basically testify to the same things. You just have less people that you can investigate. Does that change anything? Does that change how they can look into this? Like, here, I'll just write the letters again. Here's exactly what I said all those years ago. You missed your opportunity back then, but here's what was said.
You know, it's hard to have faith that the government would, with pure intentions, look into this in a diligent and thoughtful manner. But defense can do their own investigation. There are outstanding private investigators out there. They could go interview Keegan. They could interview Ricci. They could get videotapes of those interviews. They could submit that as part of their appeal. And so there are still viable avenues to uncover what defense believes to be the truth, but they probably don't involve the government.
Is there anything here? Because this all just seems just so egregious. And, you know, I read some of our comments here and there, and people are screaming, and I don't even know if this is a possibility. So you tell me, can a higher avenue of government get involved here? Can the FBI get back involved here? Can somebody get back involved here? Because clearly it's not working well on the inside on the local authority level. I know they were able to kick them out the first time, but these are getting into not just, you know, allegations, you know, of murder and the case itself. We're getting into allegations of government misconduct within, you know, just the structure of trying to try this case. When can that step in, or can that step in at any point?
Historically, the FBI has been empowered to investigate governmental organizations engaging in corruption and misconduct. And so the next steps would be for the defense to go to the FBI to conduct their investigation, obtain the materials they need, and say, hey, look, something really fishy is going on at this prosecutor's office or at the police department. We need a higher authority like federal folks to come in and do a proper investigation, because these folks are not going to investigate themselves.
And how does that happen? Like, is it just up to the FBI going, yeah, we got the time, we got the resources to do this? Is that a court order? Is that just them going, yeah, you got a pretty good case here. Look, this looks pretty off.
The vast majority of the time, it is discretionary on behalf of the FBI. So they can kind of pick and choose. Hey, I think this is important. I don't think that's important. And it changes with certain priorities of heads of departments and even higher up in the executive branch. And so you have to have kind of the stars align for the FBI to do this, absent some sort of court order, which usually don't come about unless there's a pattern of misconduct at a police department over the course of years or something like that.
Are we approaching that line, you think, where someone's going to go, yeah, we got to take a look at this?
You know, if you would have asked me last year, I think it would have been more likely. There have been some changes since last year in terms of who is going to be at the head of these organizations, including the FBI and everything else. And do those folks have a genuine interest in
justice,
possibly overturning a conviction where two children died? I'm not sure the current folks in charge have that interest.
That's all I got. Just...
The world of true crime never stops, and neither do we. Press subscribe now to get daily updates, in-depth analysis, and expert opinions from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.